Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue Pele Yoyed, Shir number 270, on the topic of Giluach, getting haircuts, taking care of your hair. We already started this topic. We had a little Kabbalah, some practical applications we mentioned last year. Another very practical point that we can relate to, the Pele Yoyed warns us, we should not grow our children's hair, that is when they're older, to be too long, specifically by talking here, boys. It's not appropriate. It's incorrect that people allowing their older son's hair to grow long, or not that they're allowing, but they're doing it themselves for style, so they can become more attractive. And he says this type of styling is a problem. Besides, for the fact that it's a blatant transgression, he says, of the pasuk Eloisa say, that a man should not wear women's garments. This is referring to hairstyles as well, he says. Gam lifi soidon shal devarim nirish et soirich yesh shehipa cyrus roishoy atzo. He's talking about now Kabbalah. He says, it's according to the soidos, the secrets of the Torah, the esoteric understandings, the hair should fall down to the ground. We discussed this previously about hair, excess hair is to remove the judgments. Lahavir memshel zodoin meyolov. To remove judgments, evil judgments. Then he continues and tells us, of course, the halachas we're all familiar with. It's in a few weeks, Mr. Shem, it's Pesach. We'll have the Oymer, Sirius Oymer. And we know we don't cut our hair. And he tells us from the Arizal, the Erev Pesach, Ad Ereshuas. In fact, he's saying not to cut one's hair, the whole entire Sfiras Omer. And there are those, it's brought down like this as well, there are those that have such a minig, not to cut their hair the whole entire time. Others cut, I like Ba'omer, depending, you're holding the first days, the second days of Sfiras Omer. But here he's discussing not cutting the whole entire Sfiras Omer. He says, however, make sure you accept this. Make sure you do this with a bli neder, as well as any other minhagim that you want to accept upon yourself. Make sure you do a bli neder. The Pele Yoyed now tells us in regards to a person being careful with his payas, the payas of his head. And I have to say, and as well as the pace of his beard, I have to say, unfortunately, I see from people, religious people, sometimes they're pushing, unfortunately, they don't realize, that they're not makbid, and they don't have payas. But he tells us a different point here. Here he says, when you get a haircut, he says he would say a tefillah beforehand, that he's not getting his payas cut, and that's considered to be a mitzvah, kiyum of a mitzvah, that he's not going to let his payas cut. Now, I want to tell you, there are times boys come back, people come back from a barber, and there are problems. And they say, I told him not to cut. Rabbi Yisai, we have to be very careful. Be extra careful. Even though you told the barber once, tell him again. Keep your finger and point to him, show him. There are times that they make the mistakes and they're not Jewish. They go on to the next customer. In the meantime, the person, the boy, the adult, the man, he doesn't have payas. And he says a tefillah, the Sheimuch Shabrichu, Uchshintei, Hareini Muchun, Legaleich, Saris Roishi, Lichvoid Shabbos. I'm prepared to cut my hair in honor of Shabbos. In other words, if a person is getting a haircut on Friday. If I'm careful, not to cut peyas azokon l'kayim ma'ashem ratayra l'isakifu pas roi sheichem l'isashchis es eis pas zekonecho. And he says, I'm coming to fulfill the mitzvah of not rounding out the corners of my head and my beard, to fulfill that which it says in the Torah, brings the pasuk. Hakol kasher lakol lasus nachas ruach liyetzreinu. And all this is said and done to bring nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulesakin advar mishorishon mimkoim elyon, and of course to connect to the roots of the upper realms. This is once again above our pay grade. This is what he says to say before you get a haircut. So two main points over here. Number one, we have to make sure not to style our hair in such a way that it's to be overly attractive, whether it's too big of a chup, whatever it might be, whatever the styles might be. And he says it's an issur d'oraisa of like wearing women's clothing. Women, they style their hair. That's a regular thing for women. That's one nekuda. Second nekuda, he mentions not to cut one's hair the whole entire. He also said that the hair should be cut off, divrei Kabbalah, it takes away the judgment. Then he says also that now one should not cut his hair the whole entire Omer. They from the Hagim, you keep to your minig. We're saying what the Pelioid says, except with the Bli Neder. Then he says also that one is careful not to cut his payas. He should say before in the tefillah, when you're getting a haircut, that I'm coming to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa of not rounding out the corners of my hair and the corners of my beard. We'll stop here on this topic. Believe it or not, the Pelioids doesn't stop though. And we have more mitzvah Shem next time, Shin number 271, to discuss on the topic of Giluach. Have a wonderful day.